It seems like everywhere you turn these days, it's all over the news, crazy weather way. Record heat waves, these devastating floods, and the wildfires raging out of control. It's like Mother Nature is really kind of upping the ante on all this extreme weather, Remember that crazy hailstorm we had a couple months back?
It definitely feels that way, right? It's not just a feeling, though.
Right.
2024 was a year of some really unprecedented weather extremes.
Yeah.
And the science is very clear on this. Climate change is a major factor
Yeah.
in intensifying all these events.
So it's not just our imaginations. These events are actually getting more extreme.
They are.
Like, what kind of extremes are we talking about here specifically?
Well, we're seeing record-breaking temperatures all over the globe. Heat waves are lasting longer, and they're just getting more intense. Droughts are just parching entire regions, and that just fuels these wildfires that are just consuming these vast landscapes.
Right.
And on the flip side, you've got more intense rainfall leading to these catastrophic floods.
So it's like the whole spectrum of weather just gone wild, right?
Yes.
It's easy to get lost in these global pronouncements. Can you give us like a sense of what this actually looks like on the ground? Some real-world examples?
Absolutely. So take the devastating floods in 2024. We saw catastrophic flooding in Kathmandu, Dubai, Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil, and even parts of the southern Appalachians.
Cool.
These events were separated by vast distances, but they were all connected by a common thread. Climate change just amplified rainfall.
So it's not just a coincidence that we're seeing these extreme floods in like such a diverse locations.
Right.
It's actually climate change making them worse.
Exactly.
And what about the human cost of these events? Are there any statistics that really drive home the impact?
Yeah, the numbers are staggering in 2024 alone. At least 3,700 deaths and the displacement of millions of people
Wow.
were linked to climate change across 26 weather events that were studied. And
Gosh.
keep in mind, that's likely just the tip of the iceberg. A lot of impacts go unreported or are difficult to directly attribute to climate change.
That's a really sobering thought.
It is.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the scale of it all, but I think it's important to remember that this isn't just a distant problem, right? This is affecting all of us right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we both felt that hailstorm here in the city.
That's a really important point. We often talk about climate change as this global issue,
Right.
but it's also deeply personal. It's affecting our communities, our families, our very lives.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the sheer number of events, it's also about how intense they're becoming,
Yeah.
particularly when it comes to heat.
You mentioned heat waves earlier. That's definitely something I've noticed getting worse over the years.
Yeah.
How is climate change specifically affecting global temperatures?
Well, what's fascinating here is that climate change added an average of 41 additional days of dangerous heat globally in 2024.
Wow.
That's over a month of extra heat pushing people's health to the limit.
Okay, hold on. Dangerous heat, what does that mean? Is that just about feeling uncomfortably hot, or is there more to it?
Dangerous heat refers to temperatures that exceed a certain threshold,
Right.
posing significant risks to human health.
Okay.
We're talking about heat stroke, dehydration, increased strain on the cardiovascular system, and respiratory
Oh,
problems.
wow.
It's especially dangerous for vulnerable populations like the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions.
So it's not just about feeling sweaty and uncomfortable. It's a serious public health threat.
It is a serious public health threat.
But I've also read that extreme heat can impact things beyond physical health,
Yes.
things like mental health, productivity, even crime rates. Is there a connection there?
You're absolutely right. The ripple effects of extreme heat are far-reaching.
Yes.
Studies have shown links between extreme heat and increased aggression, reduced cognitive function, lower worker productivity.
Wow.
It's a complex interplay of factors, but it underscores the profound ways in which climate change can just disrupt our lives and societies.
It's like a domino effect.
Exactly.
And it's not just a problem for individuals. It has implications for entire economies and social structures.
Precisely. And it's important to acknowledge that these impacts aren't felt equally clear. Small island and developing states are disproportionately affected by dangerous heat,
Yeah.
highlighting this critical issue of climate justice.
It's a stark reminder that those who have contributed the least to climate change are often the ones bearing the brunt of its consequences.
Right.
Which leads to another critical aspect of this conversation: extreme rainfall and flooding. How are rising temperatures linked to increased rainfall? I mean, it seems counterintuitive,
It
right?
might seem counterintuitive, but it's really basic physics at play.
Okay.
Imagine the atmosphere as a giant sponge.
Okay.
A warmer sponge can hold more water, right?
Right.
Well, a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture.
Okay.
And when that moisture-laden air cools, it releases that water in the form of precipitation.
So it's not just that it's raining more often, but that when it rains, it really pours.
Yeah.
We're seeing those intense downpours and flash floods more frequently.
Exactly. And this is where preparedness comes into play.
Right.
The impact of these floods is often exacerbated by inadequate early warning systems and poorly maintained flood defenses.
So you're saying that even if we can't stop the rain, we can at least be better prepared for it.
Yes.
What are some examples of how these shortcomings in preparedness contribute to the high death tolls during floods?
Okay, well, think of a community that doesn't have a robust system to predict and warn about approaching floods.
Right.
They may be caught completely off guard with little time to evacuate or take protective measures. Similarly, if flood defenses like levees or dams are outdated or poorly maintained, they're more likely to fail,
Right.
leading to catastrophic consequences.
It's a stark reminder that we need to be proactive, not reactive.
Yes.
Investing in resilient infrastructure and disaster preparedness is essential to mitigating the worst impacts of climate change. But shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the Amazon rainforest, often called the lungs of the planet. How is climate change affecting this vital ecosystem?
Well, the Amazon, along with the Pantanal wetland, faced a particularly brutal year in 2024. Severe droughts and wildfires ravaged the region,
Wow.
leading to immense biodiversity loss and releasing huge amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
It's heartbreaking to think about the scale of destruction.
Yeah.
And it's not just a regional problem, right? The Amazon rainforest plays a critical role in global climate stability.
Absolutely. It's the world's largest carbon sink, absorbing vast amounts of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere
Right.
and helping to regulate global climate patterns. But as deforestation continues and climate change intensifies, the Amazon's ability to perform this vital function is being compromised.
So it's a double whammy. Climate change is intensifying droughts and wildfires, which further damage the rainforest, releasing more carbon dioxide and exacerbating climate change. It's a vicious cycle.
Exactly. And this is why protecting the Amazon is so crucial, not just for the region itself,
Right.
but for the entire planet.
Yep.
We need to tackle deforestation head-on and implement sustainable land management practices that can help restore the rainforest's resilience.
It sounds like a daunting challenge,
It is.
especially given the complex economic and political factors at play.
Yeah.
But it's clear that the stakes are incredibly high. Speaking of high stakes, let's shift our focus to storms. It seems like every year we hear about more and more powerful hurricanes and typhoons making landfall. What's the connection between climate change and these increasingly intense storms?
Warmer seas and warmer air act like fuel for these storms. They create ideal conditions for more powerful winds and increased rainfall. Imagine them being put on steroids, becoming bigger, stronger, more destructive.
Okay, that's a powerful analogy. So, are there any particular storms from 2024 that stand out as examples of this intensification?
Well, Hurricane Helene was a prime example. It caused significant damage in the Atlantic, and then there was Typhoon Gaimi, which packed a serious punch in the Pacific. Recent research has shown a direct link between climate change and the increased wind speeds and rainfall in these types of storms.
So, it's not just anecdotal evidence. Scientists are actually able to measure the impact of climate change on individual storms.
They are.
And this isn't just a one-off thing, right? We're seeing this trend across the board.
Exactly. Research by Climate Central found that climate change increased the intensity of most Atlantic hurricanes between 2019 and 2023.
Wow.
They analyzed 38 hurricanes, and 30 of them had wind speeds that were a whole category higher on the Saffir-Simpson scale.
Right.
That's the scale used to measure hurricane intensity
Right.
than they would have been without human-caused warming.
Wow, a whole category higher. That's a huge difference in terms of potential damage. Are there any regions that are particularly vulnerable to these supercharged storms?
Well, the Philippines is one area facing a particularly alarming threat. Our analysis found that the risk of multiple Category 3 to 5 typhoons hitting the Philippines in a given year is increasing significantly as the climate warms.
Gosh.
Imagine facing not just one, but multiple of those monster storms in a single year.
Right.
It's a terrifying prospect.
It's definitely a wake-up call.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, what can we actually do to turn the tide? It feels like we're bombarded with bad news about climate change. But what about solutions? Where do we even begin? What are some concrete steps we can take to mitigate the worst effects of climate change and build a more sustainable future?
There's always hope.
Yeah.
We have the knowledge, the technology, and the resources to address this challenge, but
Yeah.
we need to act urgently and decisively. One of the most critical steps is a rapid and complete phase out of fossil fuels.
Right.
The burning of oil, gas, and coal is the primary driver of climate change,
Right.
and we need to transition to renewable energy sources as quickly as possible.
I completely agree. We need to kick our fossil fuel addiction and embrace clean energy solutions. But what about preparing for the impacts that are already happening, the floods and storms we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Are there any effective ways to minimize the damage and loss of life?
Well, investing in effective early warning systems is another crucial step.
Okay.
These systems are one of the cheapest and most effective ways to minimize fatalities during extreme weather events. We need targeted warnings delivered days ahead of a dangerous event with clear instructions on what people need to do to stay safe.
Okay.
The technology exists, it's just a matter of implementing and testing these systems effectively.
It makes sense. Giving people the information they need to make informed decisions and take action can be life-saving. But early warning systems are only effective if people understand the risks. How do we raise awareness about the dangers of extreme heat, which you mentioned earlier is often underreported? I mean, we hear about deaths from floods and storms, but rarely about heat-related deaths.
You've hit on a crucial point. We need real-time reporting of heat-related deaths.
Okay.
Right now, these deaths are often undercounted and underappreciated.
Yeah.
Imagine if health professionals alerted local journalists when emergency departments were overwhelmed during heat waves.
Right.
This simple act could raise public awareness and potentially save lives.
It's about connecting the dots between extreme heat and public health,
Exactly.
making it real for people,
Yeah.
showing them that this is a serious issue that demands our attention.
Yeah.
But raising awareness is just one part of the solution.
Right.
What about addressing the underlying inequalities that make some communities more vulnerable to climate change impacts?
You're raising the issue of climate justice, and it's a fundamental part of the solution.
Right.
Developing countries are disproportionately affected by climate change,
Yeah.
even though they've contributed the least to the problem. We need increased financial support for these countries
Okay.
to help them adapt to climate change impacts and build resilience.
It's about global solidarity, recognizing that we're all in this together and that those who are most vulnerable need our support. It's been a roller coaster of a conversation.
It has.
But amidst all the doom and gloom, I have to ask, is there any hope? Are there things we can do to turn the tide?
Absolutely. There's always hope. We have the knowledge, the technology, and the resources to address this challenge,
Okay.
but we need to act urgently and decisively. Every action we take, no matter how small, can contribute to a more sustainable future. It really is about collective action. We need to demand more ambitious climate policies from our governments and businesses. We need to hold our leaders accountable and push for systemic change.
So it's not just about individual actions like reducing our carbon footprint.
Right.
It's about using our voices and our votes to create a more just and sustainable world.
Yes.
Speaking of systemic change, I'm curious about something. We've talked a lot about the physical impacts of climate change, the floods, the storms, the heat waves. But what about the economic impacts? Are there any surprising ways in which climate change is affecting our economies?
That's a great question and one that's often overlooked.
Yeah.
The economic impacts of climate change are far-reaching and multifaceted.
Right.
We're seeing disruptions to supply chains, reduced agricultural yields, damage to infrastructure, increased health care costs.
So it's not just about the environment. Climate change is hitting our wallets too.
It is.
Are there any specific sectors that are particularly vulnerable?
Agriculture is a prime example. Extreme heat, droughts, and floods can devastate crops and livestock, leading to food shortages and price spikes. And it's not just the farmers who are affected.
Right.
These disruptions ripple through the entire food system, impacting consumers, retailers, and food processors.
It's like a chain reaction.
Yes.
One extreme weather event can trigger a cascade of economic consequences.
It can.
What about the tourism industry? I imagine that beautiful beaches and coral reefs being destroyed by rising sea levels and stronger storms could have a significant impact on tourism-dependent economies.
You're absolutely right. Coastal tourism is particularly vulnerable to climate change. Rising sea levels are eroding beaches, stronger storms are damaging coastal infrastructure, and ocean acidification is killing coral reefs.
Right.
This not only affects tourism businesses, but also the livelihoods of people who depend on tourism for their income.
It's a stark reminder that climate change is not just an environmental issue.
Right.
It's an economic issue, a social issue, and a humanitarian issue.
Yes.
And it's interconnected with so many other global challenges.
Right, precisely. And this is why addressing climate change is so crucial.
Yeah.
It's not just about protecting the planet.
Right.
It's about safeguarding our economies, our societies, and our future.
So where do we go from here? We've talked about the urgent need to transition away from fossil fuels, invest in early warning systems, raise awareness about heat-related deaths, and address climate justice. But are there any other innovative solutions or approaches that offer hope for a more sustainable future?
There are many promising solutions emerging. One area that's particularly exciting is carbon removal technology.
Okay.
This involves developing technologies that can capture carbon dioxide directly from the atmosphere and store it safely, effectively reversing some of the damage we've already done.
So it's like a giant vacuum cleaner for the atmosphere. That sounds pretty futuristic.
It is cutting-edge technology, but it's rapidly advancing. There are a number of different approaches being explored, from planting trees and restoring ecosystems to building large-scale industrial plants that capture carbon directly from the air.
It's encouraging to know that there are brilliant minds working on these technological solutions.
It is.
But technology alone can't solve a problem, right? We need a fundamental shift in our values and behaviors as well.
Absolutely. Technology can provide tools and solutions,
right.
But it's our values, our choices, and our actions that will ultimately determine the future.
Right.
We need to embrace a more sustainable way of life, one that prioritizes well-being over consumption, equity over greed, and long-term thinking over short-term gains.
It's about shifting from a mindset of me to a mindset of we.
Yes.
Recognizing our interconnectedness with each other and with the planet.
Exactly. And this shift in mindset is happening. More and more people are waking up to the reality of climate change and demanding action. We're seeing a surge in climate activism, a growing movement for environmental justice, and a rising demand for sustainable products and practices.
It's a glimmer of hope amidst the challenges. And speaking of hope, I'm curious about the role of storytelling in this whole conversation. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the science, the data, the policy solutions. But what about the power of stories to inspire action and change hearts and minds?
Stories are incredibly powerful. They can help us connect with the issue on a personal level, evoke empathy, and inspire hope. When we hear stories of people who are already experiencing the impacts of climate change, it makes the issue real and relatable.
Yeah.
And when we hear stories of communities coming together to find solutions, it gives us hope and motivation.
It's about moving beyond the abstract and connecting with the human side of the story.
It is.
Stories can help us understand the complex web of interconnectedness,
yeah.
the ripple effects of our actions, and the potential for positive change.
Exactly. And stories can also help us imagine a different future.
Right.
One that is more sustainable, just, and equitable. They can paint a picture of a world where we've addressed the climate crisis, where communities are thriving, and where nature is flourishing.
It's about creating a vision of a future worth fighting for. And speaking of fighting, I'm reminded of a quote by the environmental activist Wangari Maathai, who said, "It's the little things citizens do. That's what will make the difference. My little thing is planting trees. What's your little thing? What one action, big or small, do you personally take to contribute to a more sustainable future?"
That's a beautiful quote. My little thing is trying to live a more mindful life, being conscious of my consumption habits and making choices that align with my values. It's about reducing my impact on the planet, even in small ways.
I love that it's about those everyday choices.
Yeah.
The seemingly insignificant actions that, when multiplied by millions, can create a ripple effect
yeah.
of positive change.
Exactly.
And it's about remembering that we all have a role to play in creating a more sustainable future. It's inspiring to hear about all these efforts, both big and small, to tackle this monumental challenge. But sometimes I have to admit, it feels like we're fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah.
The scale of the problem can be overwhelming.
It's understandable to feel that way. The climate crisis is a complex and multifaceted issue, and the solutions require collective action on a global scale. But it's important to remember that we're not alone in this fight. There are countless individuals, communities, organizations, and governments around the world working tirelessly to address this challenge.
It's like a global movement, right? Collective awakening to the urgency of the situation.
Yeah.
And it's not just about scientists and policymakers anymore. It's artists, activists, entrepreneurs, everyday people from all walks of life, coming together to demand change and create solutions.
Yeah,
exactly. We're seeing a groundswell of climate action from all corners of society. Young people are leading the charge, demanding that their voices be heard and their futures be protected. Indigenous communities are sharing their traditional knowledge and wisdom about living in harmony with nature. Businesses are innovating and investing in sustainable practices, and governments are finally starting to take meaningful action.
It's like a symphony of hope, a chorus of voices rising up to meet the challenge. And it's not just about mitigating the negative impacts of climate change. It's also about creating a better future, a more just and equitable world for all.
You've hit on a crucial point. The climate crisis presents an opportunity to rethink our relationship with the planet and with each other. It's a chance to build a more resilient, sustainable, and equitable society, one that prioritizes well-being, social justice, and environmental stewardship.
It's about turning crisis into opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Using this challenge as a catalyst for positive transformation. And I think it's important to remember that even amidst all the bad news, there are reasons for optimism. We've seen remarkable progress in renewable energy technologies.
Yes.
The cost of solar and wind power has plummeted, and more people are embracing sustainable lifestyles.
Those are definitely reasons to be hopeful, and we're seeing a growing awareness of the interconnectedness of all things, a recognition that our actions have consequences and that we have a responsibility to care for the planet and for each other.
It's like we're starting to see the world through a different lens, one that recognizes the intricate web of life and the importance of balance and harmony.
Precisely. And that shift in perspective is essential. It's what will ultimately drive the systemic change we need to address the climate crisis and create a more sustainable future.
Well, it's been an incredibly insightful conversation. We've covered a lot of ground, from the science of climate change to the social, economic, and political dimensions of this global challenge. And we've explored a range of solutions, from individual actions to global policy initiatives.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you. And I want to emphasize that even though the challenges are daunting, there is always reason for hope. Every action we take, no matter how small, can contribute to a more sustainable future.
Absolutely. And speaking of actions, before we wrap up, I want to mention the source of the incredible data and insights we've discussed today. It's all based on a report called When Risks Become Reality: Extreme Weather in 2024, published by World Weather Attribution.
It's a truly comprehensive and eye-opening report that delves deep into the links between climate change and extreme weather events. I highly recommend checking it out for a more in-depth understanding of the topics we've discussed today.
We'll be sure to include a link to the report in the show notes. So as we conclude our deep dive into the realities of climate change, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. Given what you've learned today, what one action, big or small, will you take to contribute to a more sustainable future? Maybe it's reducing your carbon footprint, advocating for policy change, supporting a climate action organization, or simply sharing what you've learned with others.
Remember, every action counts, and together we can make a difference.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, stay engaged, and stay hopeful. We'll see you next time.